Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And unfollow your friends. Hi, Craig. How you doing? You can get the show on podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa plays the show. Alexa, order dildos. And we got other stuff going on, too. Oh, the Twitter's out there, at TNT Radio Empire. Mentioned the Facebook page right there. And all that stuff. Sarah Colon in the studio later this week. Nick Allen's going to stop in.
We are celebrating Canned Food Month.
All right. Open up a can of food today.
There you go. Please do. They are still working on El Chapo's verdict, and when it does happen, law enforcement is apparently ready for this. They are ready for the worst case scenario. They have been running drills for an active shooter crisis. So they are ready for the El Chapo verdict.
Do they think somebody's going to come shoot up the courtroom?
Or? They think that there is a possibility of gunplay.
But what I think is going to happen is that we've mentioned this before about his mistress and his wife and people showing their love for him. Once he's convicted and away, there's another guy stepping up.
There's no honor among thieves.
That's what I mean. It's exactly right. They have to show that while he's still there, once he's in jail for the rest of his life.
And they
they're back in Colombia and Mexico, wherever they're all doing their stuff, and they're all just going to be in, new guy in charge.
Next man up.
Right. Yeah, they will transfer their loyalty to that guy.
Right.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Whoever El Chapo dotes.
Right.
Did you see the story about Lindsey Buckingham over the weekend?
Yeah, man. Open heart surgery.
And possible
guitarist for used to be for Fleetwood Mac.
Possible vocal cord damage?
Vocal cord damage, yeah. Because it did result in vocal cord damage. His open heart surgery. Emergency open heart surgery damaged his vocal cords. There's a nerve that runs right there by the heart that also runs up near the vocal cords, and if you mess with it in the wrong spot, or if you if you get somehow messed with, it can ruin your and hurt your vocal cords.
I read it was beaten with a stick.
Man, that sucked. Yeah. Now, what was he? Did he go to the hospital and they find a major blockage, something like that?
It was an emergency emergency open heart surgery. I don't know.
That sucks for Lindsey, man.
Well, didn't I read? They said it might not necessarily be permanent.
No, they don't know. Sometimes it is. I think a lot of the times it's not.
Speaking of that, I'm watching a great documentary. It's on Showtime or HBO, one of those. I get them all mixed. They're all like in a one big if you buy them all, they're all right there in a big package. But check it out. It's the life story of Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh.
And what a great voice he had with Melvin and the Blue Notes and his own original stuff. But he he was paralyzed in 1982, in March of 82. And I didn't even realize most of the story after the fact. He's a Philadelphia guy. You remember Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, he's
great vocals. He ended up.
This consensual? Is one of his best love songs.
Was this consensual?
he had a tree in his car in Philadelphia in 1982. Was paralyzed from the waist down. Basically, could move his hands a little bit. And he was only 35. He was top of his career when it happened. And actually, he was only about 32 when it happened. But he performed at Live Aid, which I didn't know. In his wheelchair, he performed at Live Aid. I forgot about that in Philadelphia. And he went on to do six more albums from his wheelchair. Didn't tour much after that. Four of them were gold. And I remember, I had to check him when he died. He died in 2010
right.
From respiratory, which usually happens to people that are paralyzed like that. But he made it from like the age of 32 to, but they did this thing that he wanted to die right away. He wanted to commit suicide. And we talked about this before on the show, how, you know, try not to go get some help. What they did at his family was they put a sheet over his head and he sat in the middle of a room and everybody walked up like he was dead and spoke to him.
Wow.
Heartbreaking story. And he had young kids. He had like 7 or 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids saying. And when they pulled the sheet off his head, he said, no, I want to live.
And he changed his mind?
He changed his mind.
Yeah.
But it's a great documentary. If you know anything about Teddy Pendergrass, check it out.
Wow.
Yeah. And what a great voice.
Yeah.
And a good
lesson. Yeah.
Say nice things to people before they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was, they'd won, some therapist came up with the idea of doing that. They probably do it to some people. I never liked it when he was alive. The guy's just there with a sheet over his head. This guy was always a douchebag.
Yeah, you need to be specific. You need to tell people.
You need to invite people you like.
Right.
To
listen. Well, he's actually alive.
Well, no, you need to
bring somebody in. Yeah.
You need to say tell this person nice things, not tell him what you've always wanted to tell him. Because
right.
That could go sideways
quick. Right. Tell him why you want him to stick around. Right.
The National Butterfly Center. And who doesn't love butterflies?
We're supposed to raise our hand. I don't hate them. They are pretty.
I have no opinion on butterflies.
They are pretty.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate them, but yeah, I don't like
pretty.
Seek
them
out.
Who doesn't like butterflies?
Well, I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Who hates butterflies?
I don't hate them.
It sounds like you do.
No, I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. They're there. If not, okay, fine too.
The National Butterfly Center is seeking an emergency restraining order in the legal battle over the border wall. They say that they're going to file documents to stop the feds from erecting these tall barriers on their property in Mission, Texas. 70% of the wildlife center would be cut off by the proposed wall near the Rio Grande, and the environmental and historic preservation laws have been waived to speed up construction of the barriers that were already funded, but the Butterfly Center wants to put an end to that.
That's right, because the monarchs, I believe, winter in Mexico and come back up here in the summer.
Yes, and they walk.
Right.
They don't fly.
Because they're caterpillars first, right?
Something like that. But once they start flying,
the wall's not going to get built. It's stupid there.
They fly south.
They do.
And they hang out in Mexico City or Oaxaca for a little while, and then they come back home.
They're Mexican butterflies.
No, they're dual citizens.
Build that wall.
Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No, I did not.
Nope.
You didn't see Lego Movie 2?
Did you see those?
The second part?
I think Grandma and Grandpa are taking her to that this weekend.
Good for Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
You know, I keep hearing that these... You know, I keep hearing people are saying these Lego movies aren't bad.
As kids' movies go, they're some of the most tolerable that I've seen.
Yes. I haven't seen any of them.
Good answer.
They're pretty well done too.
Yeah, whatever. The first one and the Batman one and the Ninjago one. They're not bad. They're fine.
So it was number one over the weekend, brought in $35 million, and then it was What Men Want.
Yeah, it's that. African American cast, bunch of people in that you'd recognize.
You see Mars' new rule about
no,
that?
No, I haven't seen it.
He
yet.
Flashed up the, you know, said What Men Want, new rule, SOTOM.
Yeah,
and just moved on.
Oh, okay,
only he didn't use that term.
Did he really? Oh, really?
That was the whole thing.
Got it.
Him. SOTOM.
That was it.
Okay. Yeah. And then moved on to the next one.
Yeah, the previews I've seen of that movie.
That's great.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Bill Maher yet. I think that might have been last week.
Did
you get a right wing
Not that accurate. You know, because there's the old, how old is that Mel Gibson movie? Where he could.
20 years at least.
He could hear what women think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, what women think, right? Yeah.
Right.
At least 20 years, right? Helen Hunt, yeah.
The women are as shallow as men, at least according to that movie.
Right, right.
If this were accurate, yeah, it'd just be a bunch of, I'd plug that. That's all it'd be, the whole movie.
It's just consensual.
I'd plug that anytime. Right.
Yeah, chances are they're going to make us all look like big dummies.
That made them money, right? Yeah.
Cold Pursuit came in third.
That looks really good. I know that he's got some bad pub past couple weeks because he's crazy, Liam Nielsen.
It looks I'll catch it on cable good.
Yeah, it does. It does. But they say it's really good.
Then The Upside, that comedy, The Upside, and then Glass. Aquaman and Spider-Man still in the top 10.
Man.
Yeah.
When's the last time a superhero has not been in the top 10?
That's a great question.
Well,
it's a question.
Okay, you're right. It's a question.
It's been out for like 3 months, yeah. So.
No, no.
But there's always one replacing it, though.
You know, in the history of the last decade or so, has there been a comic book movie in the top 10 at all times?
Has to be.
Probably.
Has to be.
Not a great question, but a good question.
Yeah.
Well, a question.
More than a question.
Yeah.
Good question.
I think it's rhetorical. I bet it's always been something there.
Because there's a new one.
There's a new one every couple months anyway.
There's a new one coming out next month.
Right.
There's Captain Marvel next month.
And the ones last long enough in the top 10 for them to come in and replace it anyway, right?
And then the new Avengers one comes out in April,
Plus,
so that'll
people,
be...
There are people that only see those, too. They don't see anything else.
$80 billion.
Nerds.
No, I think there's movie buffs that just see everything.
I don't know. Well, yeah, if you have to write about them, you do, but I've never seen a comic book movie in the theater since the 80s when I used to go watch the original Batman.
I'm sure there's a faction that's all they can afford is to go see comic book movies.
It costs as much as anything else.
My daughter's starting to take a little interest in those movies.
Yeah, that's better for you.
At least they're not animated.
Yeah. No,
that's
right.
You know,
better for you.
Because
right.
she kind of said, we saw the preview for...
Take her to see Deadpool.
Not quite there yet. Not quite there yet. But this new Captain Marvel one, it's a female superhero, you know, and she's like, I think I might want to see that. Okay, we'll go.
How old were you when your dad explained pegging to you?
Actually, I explained pegging to my dad.
That's what they call pegging right there.
We had to tell my dad what that meant. Remember?
I was watching that on FX the other night, and they left that scene in.
Did it? Well, sure.
Full on.
On FX?
Yeah.
You got to leave the pegging scene in.
What's the difference between Deadpool 2 and Once Upon a Deadpool?
Well, Once Upon a Deadpool, I believe, is the first Deadpool.
But it wasn't.
Recut to be PG-13, I think.
Oh. So the kids can watch
No pegging.
Right.
You got to have the pegging scene.
Got to have that.
Yeah. There's a, yeah.
They did it. I guess they did it Princess Bride style with Deadpool reading the book to a grown Fred Savage.
So
that they could kind of cut around some of the more violent and vulgar stuff.
All right, Craig, they have stolen one of your lines at air traffic control. Getting a report now, flying this morning en route to Houston, a crew kept asking air traffic control about turbulence and which altitude was the smoothest. ATC, that's air traffic control, replies, I've given you all the information I have.
Where'd you hear this at? Our pilot buddy?
Pilot buddy, yeah. I chuckled.
I'm telling people he's all aware now.
Right, a distant cousin of Craig.
I got a text from a buddy last night that apparently Bob's Burgers stole one of our lines.
Yeah, was it?
They lived above an English muffin shop. In England, they just call that a muffin shop.
Yeah, we stole that.
We stole a Mexican standoff from Delta Farce, right?
That's right. We stole it from Delta Farce.
Yeah, we stole.
And they stole it from somebody.
Oh, of course. They probably did.
But
the Mexican
classic.
Standoff was the first time I ever heard that.
New Zealand scientists have returned a USB drive filled with photos of beaches and beautiful landscapes in their country. The drive was found when they were sifting through some seal poop. The scientists were sifting through the leopard seal poop when they found this drive. It was in a sample that they were searching through. It was dated November of 2017.
What was the drive in again? What was
the USB drive.
It's
a little thing that has pictures and videos on it.
I know what that is, but what was on it?
Oh, just pictures of the nature and this person that in a kayak with a seal, you know, playing along right in front of them. The, you know, beautiful scenery and whatnot. So they find this in the poop. They look at it. It works. And they start saying, hey, we found your drive. Right. Come and get it. Mm-hmm. And so a couple days later, this woman from New Zealand says, oh, hey, that's mine.
So and she ate it, pooped
well,
it.
Well, they're not exactly sure because this woman may have dropped it in the air. She may have dropped it, and then a bird picked it up, and then the seal got the bird.
Ate the bird. I got it.
You know, those sorts of things. They're not exactly sure how it ended up in seal poop, but they did find it, and it still worked. And the woman says, hey, that's mine. And, everybody lives happily ever after.
That's cool. That's cool.
Well, about a follow out of the kayak, and then a fish ate it. Seal ate the fish.
Well, yeah, and everybody lived happily ever after except for the bird or the fish that the seal ate.
Right. You don't know.
Well, if they ate the bird or the fish.
It was their time.
We could sit around all day and make up stories about what happened to that thumb drive.
With our thumbs up our ass if we're doing that all day.
All right.
Well, that's where we're getting the ideas.
That's where it comes from. Some thumb drive up some seal's ass.
No, wait, it's got to be your seal.
Up your thumb. I got my thumb drive up my ass. Sitting around with our thumb drives up our ass. That's what all the seals were talking about.
That joke kills with the computer nerds.
Oh, it does. Yeah. That's what we're aiming for right now. They're at work. They're at work right now.
Somewhere, Len Dog is laughing his ass off.
Damn, he is.
So you probably know that Justin Bieber is married to Haley Baldwin.
Yeah.
Now, and Justin,
how much time does Dad borrow money?
He does fine.
I don't know.
He doesn't have to.
I don't know if he does. He
just because someone has more,
a lot more.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's fine. He's not hurting.
I thought he was actually not fine for a while financially.
Who, Alec?
No, Steven. Alec's totally fine.
I think this
that's Steven's kid. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Alec's actually pretty happy because Steven's not calling him anymore for money. Call your son-in-law.
So Bieber and Haley Baldwin are married, and Bieber says that he was celibate for a year.
Celebrity Net Worth says... $500,000. Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, he's not poor. He's not in the poorhouse, but he's living like an average person, very average compared to most celebrities.
He says that he was celibate for a year before he got married to Haley Baldwin.
Before they actually got married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody buying that?
That's either
that was his way of
a lie or
he never had sex with her then?
Completely unnecessary.
Until they got married?
They may have before because they were a thing and then they weren't and then they got back together,
got
if
it.
I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Maybe they did at one point.
Right.
But he says that for the last year before they got married, they were celibate, or at least he was.
Was he trying to get it to grow back? I mean, that doesn't happen.
He says it was a way of feeling closer to God.
Oh, this guy's such an...
He thought it would be a good way of bettering the condition of his soul.
$265 million he's worth. Justin Bieber is worth $265
million. Only $264.5 million more than
Stephen
Baldwin.
It's also just enough money to make you just do stupid stuff, like be celibate for a year, and just it's just enough money to do any of this crap.
Bieber also says he had a legitimate problem with sex. He said that it was his remaining vice, and sex did not provide him pleasure any longer.
You know, he's not doing it right. Vice? The guy's in his 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know he had a lot of sex, I get it, but a lot of guys in their 20s have a lot of sex that aren't Justin Bieber. This is one of those money situations where people just have so much money, they have to find some other distractions. I saw that comparison to everybody who wants to run for president as a billionaire. They've already won in life, like Schultz. He won. What's he going to do? I need some power now.
Yeah.
Bloomberg was flirts all the time. Obviously, the current guy had enough money to be fine the rest of his life, but he needs power now.
Old men want to be rich. Rich men
want to
be king.
And we don't want them anymore. I don't care if you want to be rich, but I don't want you to be the king anymore. Once you, if you win, just win. then be happy with that.
Go be rich and do whatever you want, whenever you want, all the time.
Right, and then give money some charity. Just do find some other thing instead of wanting to be power. The Schultz is not. Nobody's even listening to this guy.
That's
now.
In their nature. I know. Once you get rich,
but not all people's nature. There are a lot of guys who are really rich don't want power.
Once you get all the money, there's a lot of people
that want power.
Then they want the power.
Right.
Then they want all the power.
And they'll lie and do anything they can to get it.
King ain't satisfied till he rules everything.
Right. I can't think of any examples offhand, but
right there's a picture of one right there. Yeah, right there.
Craig?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But so Bieber's just rich enough and just young enough that he got the money so young. He's just so nuts.
You would be.
Yeah. I'd probably be nuts the other way, though. Still in
the
way. Not celibate.
Not married.
Not
celibate.
Married, not celibate, right.
Yeah. Maybe married. Yeah. But not celibate.
No, no, no.
Fun nuts, not boring nuts.
Monogamous. During the polar vortex, apparently more people were watching porn.
Wait, we got
to stay warm.
We got to do something, man.
Pornhub released some stats. Porn viewing was up 22% in Minnesota. It was up 12% in Wisconsin, 9% in Illinois and Indiana, 7% in Iowa, 6% in Nebraska and North Dakota. The only Midwest state that did not see a jump was Michigan, where porn viewing was actually down 2%.
They're
the company
lot.
Did note that Michigan's governor had asked people in the state to turn down their thermostats because of natural gas shortages.
But not their porn.
And they said perhaps the temperatures inside were too low for people to risk exposing their extremities unnecessarily.
Isn't that funny?
Even inside.
You're going to freeze your nuts off. That's where that term came from.
It's too cold to be in doubt.
They just went outside and played hockey.
I love that there's so many people involved in that. You're right. That's exactly why. People did turn the thermostats down to save, so everything wouldn't break, they said.
Right.
And then you didn't want to whip it out.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
because you don't want to when it's too cold.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Traffic to the site particularly
rose. Your hands
rose...
are colder, too.
Right.
You notice that? You got to keep your...
I have.
Shrinkage, too.
Your hands are really cold. I ain't touching that with that.
That's what you got the hand warmers for.
Good point.
Let me put on some mittens.
Yeah. Traffic to Pornhub increased, particularly at two times during the day, 2 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Gloves would be better.
Yeah, but they're pretty... What kind of gloves?
Yeah, but you don't want any with that tacky palm. That's not going to work out well.
Lubed up gloves would be better.
Oh, yeah. Lubed up glove would be perfect.
None of those receiver's gloves.
Except lubed up.
Yeah, but then they find...
If
lives in your house with you, finds a bunch of pair of lubed up gloves laid in the corner. What are these for? Don't ask.
Chances are they probably already knew you were weird.
Now, in this particular story, we're not going to get into too many of the details.
But just don't take them to football practice. Don't get those mixed up. Damn it, I brought the lubed up gloves to practice.
Those are the masturbation gloves, not the catching gloves.
Yeah.
But it makes it harder. Be a little more of a challenge.
I warned my son. Make sure you take the right batting gloves to baseball. Those other ones you don't want to use.
You want the ones covered in pine tar, son.
Yeah, you don't want to masturbate with pine tar.
Does he wear two? Everybody wear two batting gloves?
Yeah, pretty much anymore, yeah.
And does he adjust the straps after every pitch?
Nope.
Eye black? Does he have the eye black?
It's indoor baseball now. There's not much happening right now. So there's no sun. There's no sun.
Oh, I see
to
guys
distract.
Playing indoor football.
Yeah.
That wear the eye black.
Yeah, I get that. That just makes you look cool.
As those lights are bright.
That's intimidation factor.
What I read is it makes it easier to focus on a certain point. Athletes will tell you that. That's why they wear the eye black, even if it's inside.
I've never tried to focus on anything.
We all used to do that in high school. You thought it looked cool. An offensive guard did not need it, and I had eye black.
I've never worn it.
You didn't need
it. I should start wearing it more often because I think it does look cool.
So the guys that just smear it all down their cheeks, does that help them really focus?
That's not cool.
Just make sure you're just a little bit of eye black.
Yeah.
Don't do a bunch.
Just a touch.
You can't do a bunch right now.
No, you got to look like Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Unless you're dressing up like a black person for Halloween. I mean, you can't do that either.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Watch that skit on SNL. It's the best.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
One, two, three. four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.